For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The man accused in a mail bombing campaign targeting Democrats and critics of President Trump is a former bouncer and bodybuilder, according to his cousin. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc of Florida is charged so far with 5 federal crimes. President Trump says law enforcement did an incredible job.
The FBI, Secret Service, so many. I mean, they just got together and did a fantastic job, like finding a needle in a haystack.
Asked by reporters if he plans to tone down his rhetoric, the president said he bears no blame, saying there have been similar attacks on Republicans by another party in the past. FBI Director Chris Wray says it's possible other bombs, allegedly built and made by Cesar Sayoc, could still be out there.
There may be other packages in transit now.
None of the devices have exploded. Michigan State has stopped distributing payments to alleged victims of former sports director Larry Nassar, saying several people are now under investigation for fraudulent claims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Martin Armato, designer and lifestyle expert, TV host and author, is here to share his helpful tips. How can we start out with giving our home a nice quick refresh as we head into the season?
I love the fall season, and there are different things that we can do throughout the house to really give it an update, a spruce up, if you will. Let's begin with safety first. It's super important. And what I want you to do is go ahead and test all of your home safety devices, like your smoke alarm, your carbon monoxide detectors, and you want to make sure that the batteries are functioning properly. In addition to that, you can also take the time to replace any outdated alarms that you have throughout the house. Now, you can do that with a product that I love. It's the First Alert 10-Year Smoke Alarm. As the name says, it has a sealed 10-year battery, which means it needs no replacing for the life of the alarm. In addition to that, it combines a photoelectric smoke alarm and also a carbon monoxide alarm.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
So for more information, we have a website called betterstuffforlife.com.
President Trump addresses a White House gathering known as the Young Black Leadership Summit, the president expressing confidence in the success of the young people in attendance.
Who in this room wants to be president someday? So it's an ambitious group. That's great.
Trump received 8% of the African-American vote in the 2016 election. Megyn Kelly is out. NBC says other Today co-anchors will host the show next week. Kelly ran into trouble after saying on the air that it is not always inappropriate for white people to dress in blackface on Halloween. Her show debuted in September of last year. Her contract estimated to be worth $20 million a year. Everything is on the table when it comes to new measures to stop illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. So says Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen as a slow-moving migrant caravan from Central America continues northward in Mexico.
We need additional funding to continue building the border wall system. We need personnel to secure the border. And we need laws that work for the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Healthcare is an issue many people are talking about as we head into the 2018 midterm election. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Democrats are proposing a Medicare for All plan. That plan would make federal health insurance available for all Americans. Currently, it's only available for Americans age 65 and older. But what would this plan mean for you and your family? I had a chance to sit down and chat with Hadley Heath Manning. She is a policy director at the Independent Women's Forum, and I asked her what a Medicare for All type program or plan would do to your health care.
I think we have to be very careful who might ultimately be the victim here. It sounds like a good idea to give everybody basically the same insurance coverage, but we've got programs in place today that are specifically designed for certain populations.
She points out that Medicaid was designed for people with low incomes and Medicare for senior citizens. A woman in Mexico who had her belly button removed to get back at a estranged family now regrets her operation. The 23-year-old's family didn't approve of her massive tattoos, split tongue and piercings, so she impulsively had the belly button removed and sent it to her boyfriend. She became infected. Now, 3 years later, she says she was too impulsive. Sound of the closing bell on the New York Stock Exchange, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 296 points, or 1.2%, to 24,688. It was down as much as 539 earlier. The S&P 500 lost 46 points. The NASDAQ dropped 151 points, or 2.1%, to 7,167. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.